This is a dictation for patient Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T-R-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 8/30/1976. Date of accident is 7/11/2023. The date of service is 11/11/2024. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Allegedly, she was involved in an automobile accident in the beginning, and she informed that she was hit on a passenger side in a T-bone fashion as a restrained driver, leading to headaches and symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, and spots in the vision. The patient does have a history of seizures prior to this accident, which has continued also later on. In addition, patient has severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back to the tune of 9 and 10, headaches 9 and 10, pain in the left shoulder 8, even the right shoulder is 8. Both knees were also reported to be hurting, and there was restriction on the movement of the shoulders. Patient has undergone several injections. He has had 5 lumbar epidural injections. He hasn't got the facet injection or cervical epidural yet, but she has had multiple shoulder injections. She reports that her therapy is ongoing and it is really helping her. She's also seeing a neurologist who has ordered a repeat MRI for TBI. She also had a hyponatremia episode. She has seizures. She was in Henry Ford Hospital for 6 days inpatient. She's also seeing a psychiatrist who is giving her Wellbutrin XR right now. And she's doing home exercises. I've explained the home exercise myself for shoulder, neck, and the lower back. She reports that Tylenol codeine with cream is helping her. And she's mostly anxious, panicky, depressed. But her mood is overall okay. In walking, she's using a roller to walker. And she has the back brace, neck brace, tense unit that she's using. She also has knee braces as well. Her pain in the knee is reported to be 7 to 8, both sides. The pain in the right shoulder is none, and she can move her shoulder 180 degrees. The only issue left is the left shoulder, where the pain is 8 with 90 degrees of maximum abduction and forward flexion. Some weakness of the left arm is also reported and observed. Although patient does not say that she is dropping her phone or dinner plates with that. Overall, these pains are reported to be between 8 and 10, ADLs being affected 10. The patient reports that there is a 0% relief as far as she is concerned. And please review the records for ADL for system review. For the additional issues, for substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 150/91, pulse 69, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, dated 9/26/2024. Dictation number is 1001-045. The MRI shows that her cervical spine, C5-6 is affected. And her lumbar spine, L5-S1 is affected. And the facet joints are also involved at L4-5, L5-S1. The left shoulder is involved. The findings of these areas are as follows. The range of motion of the cervical spine forward flexion is 45, extension is 45, side flexion bilaterally is 25, rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension slightly painful at 15 degrees. In the cervical spine, the maneuvers that are maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test positive, Soto Hall test negative, myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, the Roos test and Slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test positive. Kemp test positive. Pevinsky sign negative. SI joint, the patient has no tenderness of the SI joint and the range of motions are normal. The testing for the SI joint are all negative, including standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, Faber test, Gonsalon test. And in the shoulder, the right shoulder is completely normal with normal range of motions at 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, normal motor power, 5x5, no tenderness is observed anywhere, no dislocation, shoulder is completely normal on the right side. On the left side, the patient has slight pain with a positive Hawking-Kennedy test and positive empty beer can test, positive near test, positive speed test. Other than the rest of the exam, still the same as a previous visit of 9/26/2024, rest of them at 1001-045. The patient is provided with the medications which are following. Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for healing, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, and Lyrica is provided for neuropathy pain. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. If the patient chooses to have further injection to the cervical spine and facet joint injection to the lumbar spine, will be more than happy. At this time, patient believes that she is recovering. Physical therapy has been helping. Now, physical therapy is ordered for the neck and the lower back and both shoulders, especially the left shoulder, to continue, as well as with traction massage and aquatherapy 2 times a day. Off work, the housework replacement services and transportation are also ordered. Her maps and labs have been checked and ordered and reviewed. Patient continues on rotator walker. She continues to see psychiatry, neurology. Her seizures are to be maintained by the neurologist. She sees a chiropractor and also she has been advised about spine surgeon if she likes to see. Thank you.